Now, friends, we come to the 20th verse of the 7th chapter of Hebrews. And we're talking here, actually very simply, about the priesthood of the Lord Jesus Christ being compared to the priesthood of Melchizedek. And we have seen that the Lord Jesus Christ is a perpetual priest. Melchizedek represents that. He's the type, you see. And God gave it to us that way. And he is a perfect priest. The Aaronic priesthood couldn't fulfill all the bill. Now we have a perfect priest, and that one is the Lord Jesus Christ. Even Abraham paid tithes to this man that was the great high priest, Melchizedek. He paid tithes to him, and at that time, Levi was in the loins of Abraham. You and I were in Christ. We are in Christ now, but we were in Adam way back yonder in the Garden of Eden when Adam sinned, I sinned. What Adam did, I did. In Adam, all die, and in Adam, all have sinned. And I'm glad God made it that way because now he can provide a salvation for me. And on the same basis of taking me out of Adam and putting me in Christ. And if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. He's in a place where old relations are passed away. Old things are passed away and all things have become new. No longer joined to Adam, but now joined to the living Christ. Now he's made a contrast in this section that we closed out with last time. There's a contrast of two priesthood. One is a priesthood based on law. The other's one based on power. Law restrains and power enables. And then the Aaronic priesthood was a priesthood built on commandments. It was external. It rubbed religion on the outside. Now we have a priesthood that gives us life, and that's internal, not external. The priesthood of Aaron was a carnal priesthood. It had to do with the things of the flesh. Now we have an endless priesthood that gives eternal life. And one was changing. The one we have is unchanging. There was weakness and unprofitableness in the other, but that's versus now. We are brought nigh to God. Nothing was perfect in the other. Now we have a better hope. Let me read now verse 20. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest, for those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, that said unto him, the Lord swear and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And by the way, that's in Psalm 110, and this is the prophecy of the fact that the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be in the line of Melchizedek as a priest. And we are told here with this language now that the writer to the Hebrews is referring to. Verse 4 of Psalm 110. The Lord hath sworn, will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Well, that is the thing that makes the priesthood of Christ superior, for the very simple reason that the priesthood of Christ rests upon not only the Word of God, but the oath of God. Well, all you have in the Old Testament is that the tribe of Levi was taken, no oath given. They were just set aside for this particular function. And now will you notice verse 22, by so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament, that is, of a better covenant, so that we have now not only a better priesthood in Melchizedek, but it's by a better covenant. And we're going to be coming to that in chapter 8. And that'll take us all the way through chapter 10, that Christ, as our high priest, he ministers in a superior sanctuary by a better covenant built upon better promises, so that the Lord Jesus' priesthood is superior in every department. Now, he says that so much was Jesus made a surety of a better covenant. And the word testament there should be that, by the way.